I'm sure that you're eager to get started. But before we dive in and turn you into an effective ally for the science-based shark conservation movement, we need to make sure that everyone is on the same page. That's right. It's time for everyone's favorite part of a new educational adventure. The basics, in which we start at first principles and define our key terms. Wait. No, come back. Keep listening. This stuff matters a lot, I promise. Much of the later content in this book will make sense only if you understand the background material. Even if you think you know everything there is to know about shark biology and behavior, I'd encourage you to check out this part. As a reward for your due diligence, I'll sprinkle each section with some fun, little-known facts about sharks. If you look at plate 4 in the color insert, you'll see a photo of me from a 2018 conference that shows that science nerds can indeed have fun. While I take my job very seriously, I do not take myself very seriously. Before we can talk about how to save sharks, or why you should want to, or what they need to be saved from, we need to start at the start. What exactly is a shark? One of the most common questions I get when I speak with school groups is, "Are sharks fish?" Some students seem to believe that sharks are mammals. A few believe them to be amphibians, and many think they're their own group at the same taxonomic level as mammals and fish. Let's settle this once and for all. Sharks are indeed fishes. They are not mammals. They are not their own thing. And please note that I said fishes, not fish. The word fish can be both singular and plural. One yellowfin tuna is a fish. 20 yellowfin tuna are fish. But a group of multiple species are fishes. A group containing one yellowfin tuna and one skipjack tuna are fishes. So yes, sharks are fishes. But they are part of a different group of fishes than the tunas and goldfish and bass that many people are more familiar with. This split occurs at the taxonomic level of class. Remember your kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species from middle school life science? Tunas, goldfish, bass, and most of the known species of fishes are in the class Osteichthyes, which classical language nerds will know means bonefish. Osteo equals bone, ichthys equals fish. Not surprisingly, bony fishes have a skeleton made out of bone, just like you do. In contrast, sharks and their relatives form the class Chondrichthyes, or cartilaginous fishes. Chondro equals cartilage, which means that their skeletons are made not out of bone, but out of cartilage. Take your hand and scrunch up your ears a little. The hard structure you feel is cartilage. It's lighter and more flexible than bone. Among other things, this means that if you grab a shark by its tail, it may be flexible enough to turn around and bite your hand. Do you recall that I mentioned sharks and their relatives above? Class Chondrichthyes includes not only sharks, but also skates, rays, and chimeras. Chimeras are also sometimes called ratfish, which is a terrible name for such a cool group of animals. Or ghost sharks, which is a friggin' awesome name. In case you've had a long, simmering desire to learn the difference between skates and rays, while both are flat and sometimes called flat sharks by advocates hoping to get people who care about sharks to also care about skates and rays, the difference has to do with their tail and fin anatomy. Skates have shorter, stubbier tails, and their reproductive strategies. Skates lay eggs, rays give live birth. They're also in different orders.